you see a woman wearing beads around her neck, you might say that certainly is a pretty...
pretty string of beads, yes.
Indeed. And if two men have a fight and the one really beats the other one, you might say, that man really what the other one?
He really beat him up. Give him black eyes.
And the back part of a man's leg, this part here, remember what you used to call that?
More than the back of the thigh.
Suppose that you and I sat around like this and talked. You might say he's down on his...
he's down on his honkers.
Honkers, that's that.
Just yes.
Right. Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to... He's really
stingy. He's just an old miser.
Skinflint?
An old skinflint, yes.
And suppose you see somebody walking down the road fine looking clothes, you might say he really...
he's a really rubbish looking fella, yeah, he's dressed up.
He really looks, you ever use the word, tacky or dusty?
Well, if he's dressed up, we'd say he's dressed up. Now if he was had on too many different colors, we'd call him tacky.
Tacky?
Yes.
A matter of color.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He'd be tacky looking.
The same thing about a woman?
Well, yes, if she had too many a ribbon stuck here and a flower over here, he sure looks tacky to me today.
And if a woman's all dressed up in her best clothes on Easter, might say she's what?
She's out in the Easter finery, yes.
Uh-huh.
She's looking she's good
really,
today.
She's really all...
she's all there.
And an older person who gets around very well, you might say he certainly is what for his age?
He's spry for his age.
And you say that somebody doesn't want to work or get ahead, you might say he's what?
He's lazy, you know. No, got no get up.
And a bird that eats insects, drills holes in tree bark.
That would be the peckerwood or the redhead.
How about an insect that jumps around the grass? Not a cricket, but
the old grasshopper.
You ever hear that called hoppergrass?
Yes. Hoppergrass is... well, we have some here that hops around. Big ones, they call them Georgia thumpers.
Georgia thumper?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But he's built different from a big old chunky.
How big is the thumper?
Oh, he's, he'll be 3 inches, 3/4 in diameter, you know, and long legs. He doesn't have wings. We call them, Georgia thumpers, all I've ever heard him call, but you don't see too many of them anymore.
Hoppergrass is,
he has wings, you know, he can fly, he hops around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you see a car on a separated road going too fast, some of these kids, and he goes like this, say, letting him go.
Yeah, he's skidding.
What direction or how is he going?
He's zigzagging.
Say every which way?
Every which way.
Cattywampus?
Cattywampus, it goes cattywampus sometimes.
What's cattywampus mean exactly?
I just don't know what cattywampus means, but it's every which way.
Every which way, Somebody said that he thought that cattywampus was worse than cattybias. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it would be worse. Maybe cattybias, you just be going...
one way.
One way.
Cattywampus.
Cattywampus, you're going